Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia and I are sitting in today talking about all these great travel tips if you want to go to these destinations that are not quite like Atlanta.
Right, and in hot, humid climates, they may sound familiar, but you also have to think about if you're going to be traveling somewhere, you're going to be spending a lot more time outside than you probably usually do.
That is very, very true. Because I know when I go to some really hot places, like I was in Mexico a couple of years ago, it was so hot. And I was walking all around the resort and, you know, going from this pool to the next pool and having a great time. And all of a sudden, I was like, I don't feel too good. And what it was is I was overheating from just moving around and not really even realizing how much I was moving around or even how hot it had gotten.
Right. You're just there to have fun.
I was just having fun. You have it exactly right. I was just having a good time and I wanted to check out all the pools that I could check out. I didn't know that I was going to end up diving into one to cool off. But, so there are some concerns that we need to take into consideration while we're trying to have all of that hot fun in these tropical destinations, because they're great places to go for fun. So we don't want to cut out the fun, but we certainly want to bring in the being safe and being careful.
Yes, obviously you need to drink plenty of fluids to avoid dehydration, and water is always going to be best for that. Not beer, not soda. Make sure you have enough water before you start knocking those back.
So margarita doesn't help with that. The margarita doesn't.
It can be your reward for drinking maybe two bottles of water.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds really good. So I have to get that margarita in there somewhere.
Yes,
it's got to come in somewhere. But you know, that is really good advice, and we talked about that even in the last segment with cold weather. That a lot of times you don't realize that you are becoming dehydrated until you are dehydrated and you don't want to get to that point. So you just need to be, you know, throwing those bottles of water back, like what you just mentioned, and keep yourself hydrated and not even go to that place of being dehydrated.
Right. It will sneak up on you.
It will sneak up on
so
you.
So just assume that you're dehydrated.
That's right.
Keep drinking that water.
I'm dehydrated. Another bottle of water. And then what about what to wear? Because, you know, I say, you know, it's not just only those little cute t-shirts or swimsuit covers.
Right. You want to think about wearing loose, lightweight, and light color clothing to reflect sunlight instead of absorbing it. And that doesn't mean that it has to be short sleeves either. As long as it's just loose and lightweight, not going to cling to your body.
And, you know, having sleeves on might actually be a good idea, because that way then you're not exposing yourself to so much sun. Because just like in our last segment when we talked about those UV rays, you definitely have to be concerned about those even in hot climates as well. They may not be reflecting off of snow, but they're still coming down and they're affecting you. And if you have those arms covered, a hat on, you know, those type of things, that really helps to keep you from being too exposed.
Right. And it's just like, you know, being dehydrated kind of sneaks up on you. A sunburn can really sneak up on you too. You're just having fun. You're not really thinking about it, but then you get back to your room and you're, you know, wow, what happened?
What happened?
I'm in pain.
Exactly. So you want to avoid that. And you can definitely use those sunscreens. Now, people will say, you know, 30 to 50, you know, it's what you want to get. But, you know, I would say that's up to you what your, you know, what your favorite is. But you definitely want to have some type of sunscreen on.
Yes. And while you're there to have fun, make sure you have time to rest and try to stay in the shade whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like cold, you know, the exhaustion can sneak up on you. Same being in hot weather too.
Exactly. And you know, when you're staying in the shade, you can still see everything that's going on. You can see all the people watching. You can check out all the activities and then go back out a little bit later. And I always, you know, try to just avoid that midday sun just altogether. You know, that's the time when maybe I'll go and do some touring around the city, do some things like that, and then come back a little bit later or early in the morning before I head out. It's when I'll do more of those things where I'm actually outdoors.
Right. That can be the time where you do some indoor activities, maybe go to the spa or take a nap.
Or just take a nap. I like the taking a nap part
too.
Find a shady spot to do that. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I are talking about traveling to some of these destinations that might have a little bit extreme weather. And we're talking about hot weather and some of the things that you need to do and things that you need to pay attention to. Things like the symptoms of becoming overheated, being thirstier than you normally are, and you kind of know, you know, what your normal thirst level is, sweating more than usual, headaches, dizziness, confusion, actually becoming nauseous too. Those are symptoms that something is going on. You really need to cool off quickly in those cases.
Right. Those are, you know, anytime you feel any of those symptoms, something's wrong. And if you're in a hot climate, you can assume that you're getting overheated.
And heat stroke is not something that you really want to have. So if you're starting to feel even one of those things, you need to take cover, go and cool yourself off in some way. Maybe going back to your hotel room or going back to your accommodations and taking a really cool shower. Or like I did where I dove into the pool. So either emergency. One of us. Emergency. Luckily, I had my swimsuit. So just keep those things in mind because, again, travel is fun and all that, but you have a lot more travel ahead of you, so you don't want to do things that put you in the zone of not being healthy and not being safe.
Right, and if you think that you're going to be doing some exercising or strenuous activities in the heat, you know, maybe you are planning to bike around the town or something like that, try to prepare by exercising, you know, 30 minutes, 1 hour per day leading up to your trip so your body's, you know, a little more prepared for that, especially if you don't do that normally.
That's a really good point. Kind of prepare yourself and be ready for those hikes that you may take or walks around the city. And again, like you mentioned as well, a lot of times too that, you know, we're on vacation and we're doing things that really are exerting more energy than we normally would. And we're not thinking about we're doing that because you're just going on the tour or you're just walking around shopping with the family. But keep in mind that it is warm and it is hot outside. Now, you can keep cool by wearing a hat or a damp evaporation scarf. And, you know, there are some of those that are made where you can dampen them and wear them around your neck to keep yourself cool.
Yeah, those are kind of like magic.
They are. They're like magic. They just turn into like this little thing that looks almost like a piece of jewelry almost. Or something. Right. I mean, it is fabric, but it looks very stylish. And you can cool down fast by holding your wrists under cold water. So if you have some of those symptoms coming on, dizziness, where you're sweating more than usual, headaches, maybe try that first if you can't get to that shower.
Right. So maybe you don't have to do a full-blown dive into the water. You can just hold your wrist in there.
I guess so. I don't know.
But it's kind of fun to do an emergency cannonball.
Well, you know, I was probably a little dramatic with mine, but I did cool off, so, and I felt better, which is the main goal.
Yes, that's what matters.
I don't know what people thought. Hopefully no one caught that on video. I haven't seen any pictures show up, so I think I'm safe.
It's out there somewhere.
But another thing, too, like what I just mentioned, try to, you know, do the day's big events. In the morning before it gets too hot or in the afternoon. But, you know, the good thing, too, about doing things in the morning, most people are probably still, you know, recuperating from the day or the night before. So it's a lot less crowded. So you have your space to do shopping and touring around
and
as well.
You can knock that out in the morning and then have the rest of the day to hang out by the pool or the beach and just relax.
I like that. And plan time to relax in the middle of the day, as you mentioned before. And, you know, if you feel these, you know, symptoms of dehydration coming on, we keep bringing this up because it's so important. Drink that water. Use your phone to set reminders. You know, I like that tip. You know, because a lot of times, too, you know, if you're not a big water drinker, you know, you might need a little push or a little shove to make sure you're getting all that water in during the day. So maybe just a couple of reminders. And I like things like salads and vegetables, those kind of things that actually have a lot of water in them. You know, fruits that have a lot of water, like the melons, have quite a bit of water in them. Cucumbers are also good for you. They're basically, that's what they are.
Mostly water.
That's basically what they are. So those kind of things are good things to eat and nibble on and snack on, too, throughout the day, especially if you are maybe sitting out by the pool or outside. So just keep those kind of things in mind, too, is maybe great choices for keeping that dehydration in the background.
And going back to the kind of planning your activities, you can also see if there are extended evening hours for after the sun goes down. You know, especially if you're at theme parks, you know, during kind of the busier months, I think they do have extended evening hours.
That's a really good point. Because also, too, you know, we're talking about these from the standpoint of adults almost. Keep in mind that these are even more important when you're traveling with kids. Because kids can also get overheated, they can get too hot, they can get dehydrated, and you really need to keep an eye on them because they are probably exerting more energy than we are with their kind of busyness, you know, as they go about doing things. So great tips to keep in mind. Now, if you guys are missing some of these, we will put them on our website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And we're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, we have some funny things to share with you because travel can be funny also. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a minute.
It's one day in, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door.